As Australians prepare to mark Remembrance Day tomorrow, more than 10,000 crocheted poppies have been installed at the Shrine of Remembrance in Melbourne. Tomorrow's service will also feature two buglers who are part of the group which plays the last post every evening at the Menengate Memorial in Belgium. They've been invited to Australia to mark the 99th year since the armistice which ended the First World War. From Melbourne, Naomi Woodley reports.
Twin brothers Rick and Dirk van der Kerkhove tune their bugles ahead of tomorrow's Remembrance Day service in Melbourne. They've travelled to the steps of the Shrine of Remembrance from Ypres in Belgium, where every evening their organisation plays the last post at the Menengate Memorial. Benoit Mautry is the chairman of the Last Post Association, which organises the daily commemoration.
A lot of people ask me, how long will you continue? I always answer with if we want to do it once for every soldier, then we still have work until 2610. It's in fact in our aim of our association to continue and to do it in eternity. First of all, we want to continue to commemorate and to honor the fallen soldiers. But secondly, we also want to give the lesson to learn from what happened to the new generation. And as we see all over the world, there's still troubles everywhere, and so the lesson is still not learned.
They've been invited to Melbourne by the state government in the Victorian branch of the RSL.
For us, it's important that we come over to Australia and to show our gratefulness to your country and to the soldiers who came to us that long ago, and their families that are now the generation of now.
Tomorrow's Remembrance Day marks 99 years since the end of the First World War. The CEO of the Shrine of Remembrance, Dean Lee, says the Belgian visitors will bring an extra significance to the service.
The buglers from the Menengate, the Menengate Association, has been playing since 1928, over 30,000 continuous nightly performances. I think their commitment to commemorating the war dead from the British Empire and the Commonwealth is exemplary, and it really adds a degree of integrity over and above that which is already in place here for this year's commemoration.
Visitors to the shrine will also be greeted by a sea of red woolen poppies, which have made their own journey around the world.
The poppies that have been placed at the shrine are part of a community initiative known as 5,000 Poppies, and people all around Australia have followed the example of some Victorians who started this initiative at the beginning of the centenary period. Most of the poppies are hand crocheted, or some are cut from felt, but all of them are fabric.
Dean Lee says the poppies were on display at the Chelsea Flower Show in London earlier this year, and they'll continue to travel around Australia before being installed at the Australian War Memorial in Canberra next year to mark the centenary of the end of the First World War.
I think the poppy has always been recognised as a symbol of service and sacrifice, and to see them gathered in mass makes it clear to all visitors to the shrine how heartfelt the community feels about these causes.
In addition to the Remembrance Day service, tomorrow the shrine will also hold a special ceremony to retire from service the guidon, or battle flag, of the 4th Light Horse Regiment.
Naomi Woodley reporting.